Shalom aleichem rabosai. Okay, today's daf is Irvin daf Yud Ches. We are starting the second parak. Very exciting. And as we've mentioned several times before, this parak begins with the topic of pasi biros, when people were ole regel, so they were traveling on a public road. Right, Mistama, there was a well there, and people would camp out for Shabbos. You couldn't get water from the well to their animals because the well is Rishus Yachid, and they were either Rishus Rabim or Carmelis or whatever it was. So Chazal allowed, they made a certain kula in terms of this whole closing off Amavui Mechitza type thing, that they allowed people to make these L-shaped corner pieces that were, as we'll see, 10 tefachim high and one amma in each direction, and put them at each of the four corners, and that would serve to mechitza off, partition off the well, and then you could get the animal to stick his head in there, or stick his body, depending on how big it was, and drink. Now, this is a big kula, because we saw before in the first parak, there's something called paritz meruba ala omed, where you have more open space than wall, and that usually is no good. But here, we said that, as we'll see, that actually is good, chazal or mekel, for the people, not really for the people, for the animals, to get the water out of the well. So, okay, so with that really quick introduction, let's read the Mishnah. Osim pasim the biros. You can make pasim. Again, we said a pas is the same thing as a lechi, same thing as a board, is a mechitza type, structure. You can make pasi biros, a pas for these wells. Arba diumdin, and we'll see what the what's the word? Etymology, I guess, of the word diyomdim is, but that means four L-shaped, structures, and you can remember that by, say, the dalet looks like an L, so that's what it looked like, a dalet. Four diyomdim nirin bishmona, and they look like eight, because each L-shaped piece has two directions, a pass in both directions. So you have, it looks like eight different pasim. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer Shmona Nirin Kishneimasar. Really, you need eight that look like 12. Meaning, you need an extra flat board in between each corner. So you're gonna have four corners L-shaped. That's one, two. That's eight. And you have four flat boards in between each of the corners, going in one direction, right, horizontally across whichever direction it was put. And that would be 12 mechitza, or I guess 12 pasim. Arba dimyom, then he elaborates, arba dimyom dim, diyom dim, ve'arba pshutim. Four L shapes and four straight ones. Govan, they need, how tall they have to be? They have to be asar tvachim, 10 tvachim tall. Verochvan shisha, they have to be 6 tvachim wide, i.e., one amma. Ve'ovyan kolshio, but they can be however thick you want. Ubeinehem kamale shte revakos shel shalosh shalosh bakar. Rabbi Meir says the distance between the corners can be like the amount of two pairs of three ox or three cows each. So it's six cows across. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda omer shel arba. It can be even four each. Okay, as you will see, the machlokes is whether it's 10 amos or 13 and a third amos, and again, we did mention that at some point towards the end of the first parak. Kshuros velo mutaros, achas nechneses v'achas yotzes, this is just talking about the cows, it literally means pressed together, meaning not tied, that they would be tied together and not untied, and also that they would be facing different ways. You would stack it so that the cows would be facing different directions so you could pack them in tighter. Okay, the Gemara will explain that this is just a way to say, to define the measurements. Mutar lahakriv la-be'er, you can get these pasim close to the well. You don't have to have it 10 amos apart. You can put the corners very close to the well. U'bovashete para rosha ruba bifnim Vishosa, right? As long as you can get a cow to have most of its body to stick its head in there and get to the water. Mutar l'harchik kolshu, right? You can have it any distance away from the boards, from the pasim. Uvlvachu yirbim pasim, right? And as long as you have more pasim, as we'll see in a second. Again, you have to make sure that you have enough boards in between. You can make a big area. You don't have to limit it to, let's say, what is it? If you say 10 amos, it's, 10 by 10 by 10 by 10, or 13 by 13 by 13. You can make it, as we'll see in a second, how far you can make it. But you can make it even much bigger as long as you make sure to have a board that's either 10 or 13 and a third amos, depending on who you hold like, away from each space. Right? The spaces can't be more than 10 or 13 and a half amos, or and a third. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis asayim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says you can make a pasibiros, these wells, up until the space of beis asayim. Again, just to define what that is, that's the amount of field it would take to create two sa'a of grain when you harvested it. And Chazal set that as 50 by 50 amos. So therefore, so that's for one beis sa'a. So beis asayim, so two of them would be 50 by 100 amos. The first time I learned this, I thought it'd be obviously, 50 by 50 is one, so 100 by 100 must be two. No, that's not how the math works. Math, again, not being my strong suit. But either way, it'd be 250 by 100. You could make it even that big. So, right, so they said to him, no, that's not true. That's only in terms of gina and a karpef, meaning that's spaces that are open, that people are not there. Aval imhaya dir o sahar o mukta o chatzer, but if the area we're talking about was a dir is like a pen, a sahar is like a corral or a backyard or a courtyard or whatever, meaning where people usually go, and that's what they're trying to kind of partition off where the well is. Afilu beis chameshes korin, afilu beis asar kor motor, you can have 5 kor, 10 kor, right? A huge area sectioned off with these pasim. As long as you have enough boards in between to make sure that the space is not bigger than 10 or 13 and a quarter amos, and a third amos. I keep on doing that, messing up the fraction. But all right, 10 and 13 amos, let's say. Fine. So the Gemara is going to present that maybe this Mishnah is not like three different Tanayim, and the Gemara is going to resolve that actually the Tanayim probably do hold like our Mishnah. And then we're going to actually just, I probably should mention, we're going to get onto a lot of Agadata. So a lot of this Agadata we saw at the end of the Sabbath Brachos, so already once in this Daf Yomi cycle. But a lot about Bereishis and Adam and Chav and stuff like that, but let's see. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. Leva masnizin de loke chananya. Maybe our Mishnah is not like chananya. The Tanya, like we said in the Braisa, osin pasim labor v'chav falim l'shayara. You're allowed to make a pasim for a pit, right? That's our, that's for a pit, a bor, meaning, right, biros is plural of bor, so that's our case in the Mishnah. You're allowed to make these pasim for a well. V'chav falim l'shayara, you're allowed to make these rope situation, Sursa Pesach's, for a shayara, for a traveling, for a caravan, right, that we already talked about in the last parak. The Chananya Amar Chananya says no. Chavalim labor avlo pasim. You can make these ropes for Tzuris HaPesach fence, whatever it is, for the bor, but you're not allowed to use pasim. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to use pasim, right? L shapes and with a big space in between. So maybe it's not like Chananya. So Gemara says no. Afilu tema Chananya. No, it still could be Chananya because bor lechud be'er lechud. That a boar is different than a be'er, right? I said that a boar, initially I unfortunately led you astray by suggesting that a boar is the same as a be'er, so the Gemara answers no. A boar, a pit, is a cistern where they store water. A be'er, as we'll see in a second, is a place where water is found, and that water is running water, it's fresh water, it is constantly replenished. So Chananya is not going to allow you to use boards to enclose a bor, but he will agree with the Mishnah that you're allowed to use pasim for a be'er, for this freshwater spring, shall we say. Igidam, some people say, Midalo Kitanya Chananya Omer Osim Chavalim Labor Pasim Labe'er. Since the Brisa did not say that Chananya says you're allowed to use ropes for a bor and boards for a bear, that apparently Hananya does not differentiate between the two of them. And Chavalim in Pasim Lo, and he holds by both cases that you can only use rope and not boards. So Lema was needs to look at Hananya. Maybe the Mishnah is not like Hananya. So the Gemara says, if you tame Hananya, no, it could really be like Hananya, because Lamaidika Amar Tanakama Kama Hadile, because Hananya was simply talking about what the Tanakama said. Meaning Hananya was responding to the Tanakama. What did the Tanakama say? Osin Pasim Labor, the Chavalim the Shayara. And Hananya was saying, no, that there is no difference between a Be'er and a Boar. But that's, meaning that Hananya was only talking about, that's why, therefore Hananya didn't say anything, a difference in the Brisa. He agrees with the Tanakama, meaning, no, he doesn't agree with Tanakama, but he agrees with our Mishnah, I'm sorry. He agrees with our Mishnah that you could use Pasim around a well as well. Lema Mastis and Dilok Rabbi Kiva, maybe Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Echa Be'er Rabim, Bor HaRabim, Be'er HaYochid. Right? Regardless of whether you have a Be'er in the public domain, Bor, or you have a pit in the public domain, again, that's a cistern, Be'er HaYochid, or a private water hole, where, again, you're going to have a running water going through it, that's in the private. In all of those cases, Oslan Pasim. But the one case you cannot, a bora yachid, but for a private bora again being a cistern without a fresh water spring, osin lo mechitza gavo asar tvachim. You have to make a full mechitza, divri Rabbi Kiva. Right, so v'ilu hacha katani libiros, right, in our Mishnah, what do we say? We say pase biraos, right, that's for a be'er, libiros in liboros lo, but not for a well. So when Rabbi Kiva said you can use, you can do this whole pasim thing for a be'er harabim, bor harabim, and be'er yachid, so our Mishnah seems to say be'er yes, bor no. So Gemara says, I feel tame Rabbi Kiva. No, really, it can be Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah. He can agree with our Mishnah because Be'er Mayim Chaim de Psikale, lo shnader abim lo shnader yochid. Because he holds, when you have a well, right, again, the Be'er is a Mayim Chaim, you have a spring of water. Right? It's very, the halacha is very clear, and that's you know, that's in our Mishnah. So it doesn't matter whether it's Shusha Yach or Shusha Rabbim, it's private, public, whatever. So therefore, Katani, Katani. So the Mishnah is teaching that case. But Bor, Muchnasim de Lopsikale, right? Now, Bor Muchnasim, a pit that has water collected into it, right? It's not the fresh flowing water. Because which depends on whether it's private or public, Lokotani, the Mishnah is not talking about. Meaning the Mishnah is not coming la fuke bor, right? It's just talking about a case of a be'er, which is more clear. Right? It's not, don't make the inference that we made before that filu haki the biros in the boros lo. Right? Don't make that that distinction. Okay, so therefore the Rabbi Kiva might be able to hold like our Mishnah. Maybe our mission is against Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's not like another mission. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer ain osim pasim ella the be'er harabim bilvad. The only type of wellspring water thing situation that you can do is for a be'er in the public domain, a right? Public well. Ve'ilu haka katani libiros. And then the Mishnah says biros are plural. So apparently that's referring to public and private. Lo shnav derabim, lo shnav deyachid. So Gemara says, "I feel the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava." Right? Don't make that inference. Don't make that diuk in the Mishnah. So my biros the alma, because biros doesn't mean multiple types of wells. It just means wells in general, right? Any well that you find in the public sphere, but it doesn't mean both private and public wells. So really, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava could hold like our Mishnah. Okay, Gemara says, "My diomdim." What is that? What is this diomdim thing that we're talking about? What, this L-shaped thing? Where'd you get that language from? I'm Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar. Diomdim. Right? It means a pair or two of, not omdim, but amudim. Right? Two boards, two pillars, two posts. That one going one way, one going another way, right? Okay, it looks like a dalid. Tanan hasam with other than a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Shez, kol hashisin, Peturin chutz min hadiofra. What is shisin? So shisin is a type of produce. I forget. Does Rashi say what it was? Sorry. I forget what shisin are. Is there a Mosif Rashi here, the Kriti Rashi? No. Shisim are a type of produce that we are concerned that that Amei Haaretz are going to take. Oh, there's a Rashi over here. Shisim, I apologize. Hashisim, mine te'enim, rose, bad figs. Okay, fine. So if you have bad figs, right, as we'll see in a second, we're not concerned that. Well, let's read it. Yeah, I call it Shisim paturim chutz min hadufra. All bad figs are putter from, what's Rashi saying? Min hadamai. Right, again, demai is produce that an Am Haaretz is selling. We're concerned that he didn't take off trumas and maizros. Well, not trumas, but maizros. But shisin, we're not concerned that he didn't take off maizros because they're not good. So the monetary gain, right? We're concerned that an Am Haaretz might, just not do it because for the monetary gain. But since they're such bad figs anyway, we're not concerned that he's going to do it because the monetary gain will be minuscule. So p'tur chutzman adufra, apparently adufra, again, it's, as we'll see, the reason we brought this is because of the language of dio, but this diufra fruit, which is chayev in demai, meaning if you buy from an Am Haaretz, you have to take maestros. My diufra, what is that? Amar ula ilan hosa dio peros bashana. It's a tree that makes fruit twice a year. So apparently that was a valuable or distinct fruit or tree, and Am Haaretz would not, in fact, take maestros from it because he wanted to keep more for himself. So if you bought it, you have to take maestros from that thing as well. So Amar Rabbi Yirmi Bar Lazar, dio partsif punim hayalola other marisha. Now we're going to start talking about a bunch of things that have the word dio, and then we're going to talk about a bunch of statements from Rabbi Yirmi Bar Lazar, I think. Well, we'll see. But either way, we're going to get on to some agadah. So again, jumping off the word dio meaning two or dual. D-U-A-L. So, okay, we did that. Sorry. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Bar Elazar. Yeah, I guess that's going to be the Tana we schmooze with for a bit. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Bar Elazar. Oh, I guess he's an Amora. All right, enough. Sorry. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Bar Elazar. Dio partsuf ponim hayalul other marishon. Other marishon had two faces. Shinemar achor v'kedem tzaratani. Back and forwards. You created me. Ksiv, Pazik says, v'even Hashem elokim es hatzela. As we learned, that Kosh Baruch Hu took the tzela, literally means the bone. For Rav Shmuel, Chadam Apartzuf, Chadam Arzanav. Pretty well known machlokes. What was Chava created as? Was she created as the back of Adam or a tail? So that's a machlokes between Rav Shmuel. The Bishlam, the Mandamar Partzuf. So I understand, according to the Mandamar, says she was an actual face, meaning Adam, and was actually created with male one way and female the other way. So that's, according to the Mandamar number says, it was a part of, it was a face, that's what the Pasuk says, that God, you created me, back and forwards. El Mandamar Zanav, my Achor V'Kedem Tzaratani, according to the Mandamar says that Chava was made from a tail, so what does the Pasuk mean? So, Achor L'Maisa Breshis V'Kodom L'Puranus. It means that you were last in creation, right, because Adam was created on the sixth day, V'Kodom L'Puranus, and he was first for Puranus, for troubles. So the Gemara says, "What's troubles?" Bishlama achor lemaisa breishis. I get it that he was last for a creation. Dil ivriya demale shabbos, because he was born and he was created in erev Shabbos. Ela v'kadem leperanos ma'hi. What do you mean he was first for troubles? He lema mishum klala. If you're telling me because of the curse right after they ate the etadas, so b'tchila nitzkala. Achosher lo v'sof nitzkala chava v'sof nitzkala adam. What do you mean Adam was last? First it was the snake, then it was chava, then it was the adam. That's the order in the pasuk. El la mabel. Rather, it's talking about the mabel. The clear vayimach is called yikum asher al demah me adam yad behema. That the mabel wiped out everything from man until animal, etc., etc. So man was first for that. So bishlas, and the Gemara is going to try and figure out which one makes more sense. Was Chava on the back? Was Chava just a tail? The mandamar parts of, according to the mandamar, says she was just part of the face. Right, there's another human being on the back, right? Split into two. Hayne dechtiv vayitzer. Right, that's why Pasuk says that God created man, trin yudin, with two yuds, right? Usually you should have one yud. What's two yuds? Okay, he created two things in one creation. El mandamar zanav mai vayitzer. What does that mean? According to the mandamar says, Chava was a tail. So could the Rebbe Shimon ben Pazi, then Rebbe Shimon ben Pazi, oili mi yitzri, oili mi yotzri. Oive, a person has to be careful from his yitzer hara, and then he has to be careful from his yotzer, from his creator, who will punish him for violating anything the Yitzhara gets him to do. So that's the two yuds in Vayitze. So Bishlam and the Mandel were parts of, if I understand, according to the Mandel, Mer says it was two faces, Da'ayinu Dechtiv, Zachar Nekeva Bira'am, that God created them male and female, implying that humans were male and female. El Lamad Amarzan of Ma'iz Ach and Akeva Bira'am, what does it mean, according to the one who says Chav was a tail? Likud Rabbi Avo, because Rami Yavo said, well, listen, we got a stira in two psukim. First of all, it says, Zachar Nekeva Bara'am, God created them male and female. Luksiv, then it says, Ki Litzelim Elkim Bara'oso, that God created him. So, what does that mean? Batchila also Lemachshava Lebrios Shnaim, Lebasov Lenivra Ela Echad. This is a very difficult line and subject of a lot of ink in terms of Ashkafa and philosophy and their Jewish thought. Obviously, does not mean that God had changed his mind. God knew what he was doing the whole time and didn't decide last minute, oh, you know what, I guess we should do it like this. No, literally this means that originally it occurred in God's mind to create them two, and in the end he only created them individually as one. But that's already a whole big philosophical discussion of how Kosh Baruch Hu relates to us or explains his midos in ways that we humans can understand. Okay, fine, that's not for now. Fine. So, Lamandamar parts of Hainu Dichtiv, I understand, according to the one who says that it was a face, two faces on one body. Dichtiv, that's what the Pasuk says, but he scored by Sar Tachdena. That's why Hashem had to put flesh where he took Chava off, because he literally cut Adam in half, and it had to put flesh on where he removed Chava. So Elamad Amar Zanav Ma'iva is Kor Basar Tachtana. So if he took off the tail, so what do you mean you put flesh where she was? What does that mean? So Amar Avzvidu Timar Rabbi Yirmiyavi Timar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lanitzuka El Lamakom Chatach. Only in the place where he made the incision, right, that's where he had to kind of patch things up. So Bishlam Elamad Amar Zanav. Now the other way, I understand according to the one who says Chava was a tail. Hainu Dichtiv Vayiven. That's a Kosh Baruch Hu Vayiven as Chava. Right, he built her. And if she was a tail, so yeah, I would imagine that's some sort of building. Elamad Amar parts of Ma'iva even. What do you mean? If it was a parts of, all he had to just chop Adam in half, and bingo, you have male and female. So what do you mean? Va'even, that God built them? Because they're Bishim ben Menasya. The Darash of Bishim ben Menasya. Va'even Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela. Malamed Shekila Akosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. Va'viya L'Adam HaRishon. And that it teaches us, again, the Gemara we saw towards the end of Brachos, that Kosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair to make her stomach to make her look appealing and beautiful, and brought her to Adam. Shekein b'krecha ayam korin l'kilasa b'niyasa, because that's again what they call braids in the islands. They call the braids b'niyasa, building. And again, that's how one of the reasons we learned in the Masechta Shabbos that you could talk about. That's how we say that. We had a Shabbos about braiding a person's hair. It might be bona. This is one of the proofs that they brought. Okay, davar acher, another thing you can learn from this pasuk. But even Hashem Elokim, Amar Rav Chista, Remi Lo Ben Masnisa Tana. Right, either Rav Chista said it, or that we learned it in a brisa. Melamed shebina Kosh Baruch Hu lechava kibinyan. That Kosh Baruch Hu built chava like a building. Kibinyan otzar. Sorry, like a storehouse. Ma otzar zeh rachav milamata v'katzir milamata. Just like a storehouse is wide on the towards the bottom. And now we're towards the top, so it can hold more stuff. Contain the kabel saperos, so it can hold its produce. Afaisha rechava milamata v'katara milamala, contain the kabel savlad. So again, the chava is also built that way so that she could support a fetus in utero. Uvayevia el ha'adam, Kosh Baruch Hu brought chava to Adam. Malame she'asha Kosh Baruch Hu shoshvinos la'adam arishon. Shoshvinos is like the phrase, like a wedding planner. Or like someone who's takes care of all the wedding details, the shidduch details. And Kosh Baruch Hu was their shidduch. Right? Mikan legodol shi'asa shoshvinos lekotam. And we see Kosh Baruch Hu again always setting an example, and that we should always emulate him. So Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Listen, so a godol, someone who's great, meaning of course no one's greater than Kosh Baruch Hu. So he, it's proper to deal in the wedding plans of someone who's smaller or of a lesser stature. Val yiralo, and they shouldn't be upset." Right? So from what a Kosh Baruch Hu did for Adam Mechava. The Madam are parts of, again, according to the one who says that they were two faces, Haiminayu Sagi Bereisha. Very funny question, kind of like technical. But right? Who was in front? They had to walk in one direction. Somebody was in front, somebody was in back. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and this is what unfortunately people take as, oh, it's Torah hates women. What are you talking about? Men have to be first. Misogynistic. Terrible. It's ridiculous. But anyway, Mistavra de Zachar Sagi Bereisha. It makes sense that Adam was in the front. Tanya lo yehalech Adam acharei Isha baderech. Because there's a brisa that says from the realm of halacha that a person shouldn't walk behind a woman traveling. Right? Again, it's not tznius. Afilu v'ishto, even if it's his wife. Right? Nizdamna ala gesher, if they're both crossing a bridge. Right? So he's salkena, let's do them. He should go to the side. If someone, rachmana l'tzlan, goes after a woman in the river, again, when she kind of lifts her clothing to make sure they don't get totally soaked, and she's able to walk and traverse in the river, so he has no chelik in olam haba. That may be very harsh, but again, it's you're going to come perhaps to even greater isurim when looking at these type of inappropriate things. Tana rabbana within the brisa. Hamaratza maos leisha miyado liyado o miyado liyado b'shvil sheyistakalba. If a person gives a woman money or takes money from a woman from hand to hand, right? There's a sort of something touching there, or for whatever reason, the Gemara is using some small gesture. If it's done listakalba in order to look at her or something inappropriate, some sort of flirting or whatever it is, so anything, even if it's as small as transferring money, afilu doma l'Moshe Rabbeinu kibel Torah mi'ar Sinai, lo yinake midino shel Gehenna. Even if he's just as great as Moshe Rabbeinu who got the Torah from Har Sinai, he still will not be escape. He will not be cleaned from the judgment from Gehenna. Right? A person is not going to escape Gehenna, even if he's a great person like that. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Manoach am ha'aretz haya. Manoach was an am ha'aretz. Who is Manoach? So Manoach, if you look at the Navi, Manoach was Shimshon's father. And the Navi, the Malach, the Navi explains how Malach came to Ishes Manoach, Manoach's wife, and explained that, listen, you're going to get pregnant, and Shimshon was a Nazir, mi beten. So you're going to get pregnant, don't drink any wine, and the baby's going to be a Nazir. And Manoach wanted to hear this for himself. Apparently he wasn't as great as his wife, and he wanted to hear the Malach for himself, so the Malach reappeared to his wife. Wife came to Manoach and said, hey, guy's back. So Manoach didn't necessarily realize he was a Malach right, until the end. Manoach went after his wife. So apparently, again, we just quoted that a person shouldn't walk behind a woman, even if it's his wife. That's not appropriate. So that's what we see, that Manoach was not Maritz, because he didn't know this halacha. Okay, fine. Maskevah, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, wait a second, if you can tell me that that's what's going to tell me that he was not Maritz, we have other psukim that say that, you know, prestigious men walked after women. Right, El Meata, Gabi Elkanah. What about Elkanah? Right, Chana's wife, Chana's husband, Shmuel's father. Dichtiv Yechol Kanah Chare Ishto. Right, he went after his wife. So Hachinami, so too. You tell me Elkanah was a Amoritz. That's not true. Navi says he was a big tzaddik. The Gabi Elisha, Elisha was an incredible Navi. Dichtiv Yechol Vayechol Chare. He went after Elisha Shunamis. I think, or he went after the woman who, when he did Tchias HaMesim, I forget if it was Isha Shunamis, but either way, when he did Tchias HaMesim, he went after that story when he granted a woman who took care of him. I think it's Isha Shunamis, right? And he granted them a son that we always read after for Parshas Vayera, after Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram a son for a very long time. So Elisha used to stay by some couple when he was in the area, and Gehazi, his servant, said that, oh, this woman had, what can we do for you? And the woman didn't have any kids. Gehazi said, you should give her a kid, and she wasn't so happy with it. And Elisha said, no, in 1 year, you're going to have a kid. And sure enough, she had a kid, and the kid passed away. So she went to Elisha, said, hey, what the heck are you doing? What happened? You promised me a kid, and now he just niffed her. So she went, Vayakam Vayelech Achareah. So he got up and he went after her to do Tchias HaMesim. To take care of this kid. So how could he have done that? Elisha was a bit tremendous tzaddik. What do you mean, Hachinami? Right? You're going to tell me that he was also an Amoritz? So Ella Acharei Dvarei Vatzasa. Rather, no. Don't say Manoach was such a bad guy. Right? When the pasuk says Vayelech Acharei Ishto or Achareha, he went after her advice. I mean, he took to heart whatever she had said to him, right? I mean, he agreed to go do Tchias HaMesim, Elkanah agreed to go with Chana or whatever. So Nami What's called so Hakanami Acharei the Rabbi Atzah, so too Manoach also went after his wife, and you shouldn't say that he's an Amoritz. Amar Rav Ashi Ulamai Amar Rav Nachman Manoach Amoritz Haya. Right, according to what Rav Nachman said, that Manoach was an Amoritz, Afilu Be Rav Nami Lo Kora. He didn't even learn. Right? He's actually right. Rav Ashi coming to say, no, Manoach wasn't Amoritz, and he didn't even learn the psukim that you learn in elementary school. Tekhtiv Mizbozik says, "Vatakum Rivka ben Arsev v'terkavna al gomalim v'telachna acharei ha'ish." When Eliezer takes Rivka to Yitzchak, Rivka went after Eliezer v'lo lefnei ha'ish, not in front of him, because it wasn't appropriate. Right? It wasn't things. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, acharei ari v'lo acharei isha. It's better to go after a lion and not after a woman. Acharei isha v'lo acharei avodah zarah. After a woman, it's better to go walk behind a woman, not walk behind avodah zarah. Acharei avodas kocham v'lo acharei beis hakneses v'sha'a shem mispa'alim. It's better for you to walk behind an avodah zarah, and as opposed to walking behind a shul at the time when they are davening, because it shows, at least if you walk behind the avodah zarah, you worship something, there's some sort of worship. But if you go behind the shul when the time when they're davening, you don't go in. So Gemara had said, if I'm not mistaken, in brachos, that it's only if you haven't davened yet or whatever. But it seems like you don't even think that davening is legitimate. So that's already even worse. If I'm Rabbi Yirmi Bar Elazar, call Osan Hashanim. Meaning, again, just it seems like counterintuitive, but you know, at least if you're praying and worshiping something, you have some shaychus. But if you tell me that you're totally disconnected, right, it seems to imply, this Gemara seems to imply shtickle, I guess, in face value, if this is how you explain it, that atheism seems to be worse than avodah zarah. Okay, I'm not sure if I would make that leap. if you look at Rashi over here, just to explain what's going on over here, I don't want to, you know, put words in the Rishonim's mouth. If you look, v'lo achorei avodas golilim, shami yim shacharei. Right, we're concerned that you may go worship avodah zarah. V'lo achorei beis hakneses. What's that? Shenir ke kofer she'omim mecharei avodah nichnas. You look like a kofer, as opposed to when you go behind the avodah zarah, we're nervous you're going to be drawn after it. But if you're standing outside of a shul, so you look like you're already not being kodesh, but you already deny that. That worship or a Kosh Baruch Hu or any types of that type of stuff exists. All right, again, I don't know if you want to make that inference about atheism, but either way, Vayta. Vamar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar calls on Hashem Shaya Adam Arishon ben Nidui. All those years when Adam Arishon was excommunicated and he was kicked out for 130 years, as we'll see in a second. Excuse me. I mean, he was kicked out of Gan Eden forever, but he was separate. I mean, he had to be by himself. Look at Rashi over here. Benidui, Shiyasha Me'ah Shloshim Shana Nazuf Mepnei Shegar Bo Hakadosh Baruch Hu. 130 years, like Nazuf is like angry, but all right. Either way, I mean, he was basically he was like almost like doing tshuva almost. So he kind of put himself in Cherub. So. Yeah, for 130 years when he was in the Cherem, when he was excommunicated, so holy Ruchim v'Sheidim v'Lila. So he gave birth to spirits and demons and female demons. Shneimar v'Pasuk says, "V'chi Adam Shloshim u'Me'as Shana v'Yolad b'Dimusom Kitzalmo." That Adam lived 130 years and then he gave birth to children in his own image. V'chal Da'ad Ha'idna Lav Kitzalmo Olid, implying that up until now it didn't say he gave birth after 130 years, or he gave, I guess. Adam didn't give birth, but he gave, whatever the phrase is, life to, it doesn't say he gave life for the first time, it says he started giving birth in his own image. It's implying that he had birthed other things that were not in his own image, but implying that, you know, demons and the like. Meisve, on one second, I'll ask you a question on this. Hi, Rabbi Meir. Omer, Adam Rishon Chassid Gadol. Hi, Adam Rishon was a tremendous tzaddik. Kim Shirash and Nick since he saw that there was death in the world because of him, Yosha Patinus may have Shloshim Shona, he sat, as we explained before, fasting for 130 years. Perish Mina Isha may have Shloshim Shona, he separated himself from his wife for 130 years. Vahala Zrize Tainim Al Basaro, and he had fig leaves on his flesh for 130 years, right again to remind him of the Chayt. So Gemara says, so how could he have given birth? How could he have given life to these spirits or whatever you call them, right? He separated from his wife. So kikamrina ahu b'shikva zera dechazer la'onsa. So we're saying that any shikva zera that came out unintentionally, that came out with, you know, without any intent on his part or just by accident, so that's what came from that zera that came out of his body. Okay, well, obviously different times that we can't even begin to understand. If I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, mikta shvarcha shaladam omer b'fanav v'kulo shalom b'fanav. A person, Mitch, as we learn from Noach, as Rashi quotes over there at the beginning of Noach, right? I guess while we're expounding the stories in Brachos, let's go a little weiter. Right? So, a person should say only half the praises of a person to his face, but then you can praise him fully when he's not there. Right? Because the pasuk says, "Ki oschara isi tzadik lefanai b'dor hazeh." Hashem says to Noach, "I see that you're a tzadik." But kulo shelo b'fanav, you can give all of his praise when he's not there. Dechtiv Noach ish tzadik tamim ayav darasav. But what does the pasuk say when describing Noach? Right, the pasuk describes Noach as ish tzadik tamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, "I see that you're a tzadik," but not ish tzadik tamim. Right, but the pasuk is talking about right Noach himself when he's not there. Then you can already talk about him like he is. From Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "Vinei Zayis Taraf Bafil"? What does it mean when it says that a dove had a olive branch in its mouth? Amra Yonah lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, the birds said to Hashem, "Ribon Shel Olam, Yehu Mizonasai Merurin Kezayis Umesurim Biyadcha, Valyu Mitzukim Kedvash Utulim Bnei Biyad Basar Adam." Right, up until then, right, Noach had been feeding all the animals on the teva. So when the Yonah came back with a olive wood branch in its mouth, it was as if it was davening to Kosh Baruch Hu and saying, "Hashem, I'd rather have bitter food like an olive and have my food dependent on you than have sweet food and have my food dependent on Basar Vidah." Right? Again, how do you know that? Because it says over here, Taraf Bafia, and it says later on the Chumash, but where's the Pasuk? Looking in the thing, it is in Mishlei. Hachivei lechum kuki, meaning in Kosh Baruch Hu, against one of the psukim we say, if you ever add the tefillah in Shema Kolenu for Parnasa, right? Hachivei lechum kuki. It means supply me with parnasa, Kosh Baruch Hu, please give me food to eat, etc., etc., bread to eat, etc. Let's do one last one. Kol bayis shenishmayim bo divrei Torah b'layla, like this one, Mitzvah Shem, as we're learning Torah right now at night. Any house that has divrei Torah and it's being heard at nighttime, shuv eino necharav, will never be destroyed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lo amar ayeh eloa osei nosein zmiros b'layla. They won't say words of God, say zmiros b'layla. That's referring to Torah. I guess we could do one more. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, dayo la'olam sheishtamish b'shtei osios. From the when Kosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so the world is only now allowed to use two letters, right? Usually the Shem Hashem has four letters, and there's a Moshe under the Shem Hashem that had, how many letters was it? 13? I forget already. 29? I forget. I'm not sure why the number doesn't come to me, but there were other names of Akash Baruch Hu that were used, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we only get two. Shenamar's Pasuk says, "Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka Haleluka." Haleluka, yeah. All of the world, Kol HaNeshama, everybody who has breath, will praise Akash Baruch Hu with Yud and Hey. And that's unfortunately the only two letters that we get at this time. Here, Yibana Beis HaMikdash will be able to use the four-letter name that the Kohen Gadol would say when he came out of the Avodah, and then Yom Kippur, right? Mitzvah Shem, Baalein of the Tzadok. Okay. Shkoi Kodah Rabosa, we'll invite you in the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.